Office Fantasies, Part 2. Part 1 and Part 2 are both written by Mipha 13. Part 1 filled by none other than Voluptuous Velvet VA. Go give her a follow. Office Fantasies, Part 2. Summary. I really should finish this report, but I can't stop thinking about the day I almost caught my coworker masturbating in her office. Well, it's one of those days when I'm struggling to concentrate on my tasks, with my thoughts constantly drifting off. I'm staring at my screen, but the letters of the report I'm supposed to finish today blur before my eyes and don't seem to make any sense. I shift in my office chair and can't suppress a soft moan when my cock rubs against the fabric of my boxers, tightly pressed against it by my pants. I've been hard for a few hours now, and the only thing that could help me focus would be a good, hard orgasm. But there are too many of my coworkers around. It's the designated day of the month when everyone in our department has to be in the office. Not even the restrooms provide any privacy, given how busy they are today. I check the room and see my coworker, who shares this office with me, focused on his call with IT support. So, I dare to do what I normally never would. Not at my work desk and not with anyone around. I start to rubbing my cock through my pants and boxers. I can feel the hardness of the bulge through the fabric and the heat radiating from it. And I know I'm already leaking pre-cum into my boxers. My breath quickens as I rub a little harder, my fingers slowly trailing up and down along the sides of my shaft. Oh fuck, this feels good. My hand is moving a little faster now, stroking myself through my clothes. And I have the crazy idea that maybe I could get off this way without my coworker catching on. My boxers will be a mess, but I don't care. My grip tightens, and I suppress a deep moan, clearing my throat instead to cover any suspicious noises my coworker might notice. I'm close to coming when he suddenly ends the call and gets up from his chair. Quickly, I draw my hand back from underneath my desk and put it on my keyboard. I stare at my screen, trying to pretend to be very focused, but I can feel the heat in my face and my rock-hard cock throbbing in my pants. "Come on, it's time for the department meeting," he says, urging me to follow him. Oh shit, my mind starts racing. The department meeting? I had totally forgotten about it. No way will I get up from my chair now and walk to the conference room, not with this massive bulge in my pants. "You don't have to wait for me. I'll just get this sentence done," I reply with a vague gesture towards my screen and the unfinished report. He nods in agreement and leaves the room. My cock is still throbbing, and I know the only way to deal with my hard-on and make it to the meeting, even if I'm late, is I need to come. Now and fucking quickly. And as everyone but me is now sitting in the conference room, listening to our boss talking about our sales figures and customer satisfaction, I go all in. I open my belt buckle, unbutton and unzip my pants and get my cock out. I lean back in my chair, legs spread wide, and close my eyes. My hand wraps around my shaft and starts stroking, coating it with the precum that's still leaking from the tip. Oh fuck. This feels even better than touching myself through my pants. The wet sounds my hand makes while sliding up and down my cock. Spreading all the precum turns me on even more. And soon, I can feel my balls tighten. My eyes are still closed, but in my mind, I have an image of one of my coworkers. Her room is a bit down the corridor. And 2 weeks ago, I checked on her because I'd heard a strange noise coming from her room. When I peeked through the door, I found her at her work desk, cheeks flushed and breathing heavily. She blamed the Excel spreadsheets for being so worked up, but I realized immediately what had her so flustered. A soft moan escapes me as I think about that day. Oh, the image of her touching herself at her desk, and me almost walking into her office at that moment of her orgasm has been haunting me ever since. Maybe she is to blame for my lack of concentration and the constant state of arousal I've been in since then. I stroke my cock faster, imagining her with her hand in her panties, her fingers gliding along her slick folds, rubbing her clit. I almost hear her moaning, and with the image of her body writhing and shuddering under the force of her orgasm, I come to. Oh. I moan loudly and feel my cock pulsating, spilling out load after load of hot, sticky cum. Oh, fuck, yeah. My mind is still blurred, but I start to realize that I didn't make any preparations, and not only my clothes, but also my work desk are now decorated with my cum. Shit. I'll have to clean this mess up before I finally go to the meeting, and...
Oh, I didn't realize you were still here. You probably should have locked the door.
I hear the soft voice of one of my coworkers, the one I was just fantasizing about, coming from the direction of the door. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck.
That's quite the mess you've made. Next time, you should probably ask me for help. I know how to prevent it from spilling everywhere.
She adds and disappears through the door. Giggling. The end.